Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com.
Idea Man.
I think this should be one of those games that we're all raving about Jeff Hafley, raving about Eric Wilstead's guy Xavier McKinney as he gets another interception.
Innovator.
And a fifth straight game. McKinney has an interception again.
And Packers Hall of Famer.
We have this. We're on the video screen. You and I are kind of in normal and old boy's head. It doesn't fit on the screen. His head's so big with that prediction.
It's time for Tausch on Wisconsin's Morning News. Presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and Kohler Services.
Mark Tausch on Wisconsin's Morning News, sponsored by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Tausch, how tough do you think it would be for us to get X on the show? Like, how, you know, like...
Well, I think if you...
What are the channels we work through there?
I think you go through Wildy and then probably the Packers... Okay. But all I would do is send that clip from Wilstead and then right. constantly talking about how great he is. That usually, you know, there's not going to be any contention with
That'll
this.
That'll warm him up
just
a bit.
It's just going to be an attaboy interview. Yeah. I think everybody'd be on board with
oh,
that.
Oh, yeah, we'll throw all softballs at him, we promise. Right, no hard questions. Speaking of
Well,
which,
I don't know. Like,
go ahead.
Vince, what hard balls would you throw at Xavier McKinney right now? I mean, there's plenty of Packer players and coaches that you could have good, fun conversations with. Xavier McKinney has been everything that we had hoped and more. Even for Bilstead's bold prediction, everybody is raving about his leadership and what he's done. So I don't know if there's anything negative you could even bring up about him.
I'm kicking myself because my official entry in the Boldathon should have been my preseason concern, right?
Which was
that there'd be trouble in the wide receiver room because not enough guys were going to get enough touches and whatever. That should have been my Boldathon entry, dude.
If you had done that, you would actually be ahead of Bilstead.
Right,
because as I told you, because as we have said, I've played 11 years. Never, ever did I have something happen like Romeo Doubs. Wildy has covered the team for 29 years. Never, ever has this scenario played out. So for you to be that bold, and by the way, this is somebody that Jason Wildy has called the most even-keeled player he ever covered. Romeo Doubs. So when you factor all that in, even though Xavier McKinney has done something no one has ever done in the history of the Packers franchise, and Eric Bilstead called it, in essence, your prediction, had you had the conviction to do it, would have been the boldest of all bold moves because it was accurate, and it's the 10th of October.
How frustrating.
That's crazy.
Is that for the receivers like Watson? Is Watson walking in, throwing a pen at him in the receivers room, like, come on, man.
Hey, man.
Help me out. Now I'm answering these questions.
Yeah, I know, and that's the thing as a teammate you never want to do, and I saw that Christian did that. I hope Romeo Doubs got in front of the press yesterday. If he didn't, I think it's a huge misstep. Mm-hmm. But you don't want to be answering questions or being asked questions about another guy. When that's you, if you're the one that is doing that, you feel brutal about it. Sometimes it just happens with play on the field, and that everybody understands. But that's the last thing you want to be doing as a teammate, is having reporters or fans asking you about so-and-so. And what the heck is so? That's where you really don't want to be, and unfortunately that's what Romeo Doubs did to his teammates.
Yeah, he did not speak yesterday, Tausch. And again, I understand if you're going through something and you don't want to answer those tough questions, the problem with that is it then lingers into yet another day, and you're on the other side of this now. You know, like, until dude talks, that's going to be the story. When's he going to talk?
Yeah, the narrative is then told by others, and I get it. You know, he's probably not the most media, you know, he doesn't probably love doing that. I get all of that. And you don't have to do that in normal days and times. But when you made a decision to do something like you did last week, the best way to move forward and to snuff out this story is, A, talk to your team, put it behind you, and then just come out and say, You know, if you watch some of these old pros, they'll get up. If there's a controversy, they'll say, I will address it now, and I am not addressing it the rest of the season. For if you have a contract situation, hammer it out in spring training, hammer it out in fall camp, and say, this is what I am not talking about it again. Here is where my focus is. I'm going to finish this season. And I thought, Romeo, that would be a case yesterday coming in, just being contrite and saying that, and then saying, that's all I'm going to talk about. That this is it. We're moving forward. The story dies. And instead,
yeah, right,
that is not what's happening.
7:58 on Wisconsin's Morning News. Thanks, Tausch.
Get back, guys.